Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone, from the North Pole Flight Command. I'm Alfred Stocking with North Pole Radio News. We check in now with the Regional High Command in Sector 2 in Bethlehem, Israel, where the clock has just ticked over into an important hour. Joining us from there is Associate Tracker Commander Elf Larry Sims. Larry, what do you have to announce at this time?
Red, we're pleased to announce that Sector 2 has officially entered the Red Zone. Even though we're the largest sector on the map, in many time zones, such as the one we're here in Bethlehem, still has clocks showing December 23rd, it is now December 24th in the far eastern portions of Sector 2, and all of our tracker elves out there are now on high alert.
Larry, the spread of the time zones will be an issue for you long before Santa's done in Sector 2. Realistically, how long is this day of Christmas Eve in your sector?
Christmas Eve is effectively a 32-hour day here, Red. We don't expect the world to understand that or feel sorry for us or anything. In fact, we love it that Santa is with us longer than anyone else.
That's a really long day, Larry. Do you get to take naps?
We take breaks, sure, but I'm not certain anyone really sleeps during our time in the Red Zone. We're just too excited. It's Christmas Eve, after all.
And that, my friend, is a sentiment echoed around the world. Well said, Larry. We'll check in with you later, I'm sure. From Flight Command at the North Pole, when the countdown to Santa's launch is now 15 hours, I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for North Pole Radio News for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.